Happy Sunday, September 21st, 2025. You're listening to CoeCast. I'm Hunter.
And I'm Riley. Quick heads up before we dive in. This episode was made completely with AI. We're battle testing Microsoft Vibe Voice 7B end to end. If the vibes glitch, that's part of the experiment.
We keep the blemishes. We like to see how far we can push the stack in public. All right, today's topic. Luma's new Ray 3 model, now inside Adobe Firefly with native HDR and what they're calling reasoning for video.
Translation: it's not just making pretty frames anymore, it's trying to plan a scene. Characters, camera, lighting, action, following intent for around 10 seconds. And the kicker? HDR in Aces EXR. That's like actual color pipeline land. Real grown-up stuff.
Yeah, Aces 2065-1 EXR with 10, 12, and 16-bit options. Most AI video till now was cool clip, oof color. This finally speaks the language of grading and finishing. Plus Firefly handoff into Creative Cloud, so you can drop it into Premiere Pro without duct tape.
Okay, but is this huge or a nice to have? Because Runway and Pika have been sweating motion and coherence for a minute.
It's a meaningful step. The native HDR plus Adobe integration is the differentiator. If you're a brand team that lives in Creative Cloud, you can generate, grade, and deliver without the SDR band-aids. That's time and money back.
I like the draft mode too. Quick, cheap concept runs to explore looks, then punch it up to final quality for the hero clips. That's literally how creators work. Iterate fast, then commit.
Let's map it to real workflows. For a marketer, you can templatize prompts, brand-safe language, camera moves, palette cues, run a batch of 10-second intros and transitions, then conform everything in Aces so your grade is consistent across channels.
And for solo YouTubers or TikTokers, it's make my hook look cinematic. Think kinetic openings, chapter bumpers, animated backgrounds behind A-roll. 10 seconds is plenty for the punch moments.
Who should feel nervous? Any tool that can't talk HDR or hand off cleanly to edit and grade. Runway and Pika won't get displaced outright, but they'll feel pressure on pipeline native features.
Hold up. API nerd check. Can we automate this, like, all the way? N8N Goblin inside Hunter is itching.
Partially, today. Since Ray 3 sits in Firefly, you get Creative Cloud Sync, which means editors can pull from shared libraries immediately. But full automation, like headless job creation, render queues, REST endpoints, webhooks, hasn't been publicly released yet. So it's human in the loop for now.
So the play is, draft variants in Firefly, assets sync to a shared library, editor drags into a template timeline, colorist keeps everything in Aces, and we ship. Not fully robot, but the conveyor belt is moving.
Exactly. Also big for QC, content credentials are attached, and HDR flags carry through. You can build a review step that checks for correct color space and provenance before anything gets scheduled.
Talk limits. We've got 10-second clips, no audio generation, and some regions are still sorting access. Also seeing promo chatter like unlimited generations on certain paid tiers for a limited time, check Firefly for the fine print.
Pricing-wise, if you're already in Creative Cloud, the value is strong because you save translation time. You're not round-tripping through mystery LUTs to make AI footage behave.
Benchmarks, vibes, memes, let's hit all three. Benchmark, vibes, the continuity looks steadier, fewer melting faces on frame 8, the motion feels more intentional, and HDR makes everything pop without nasty clipping.
Quality of life or must-have? If you care about delivery standards, this is inching toward must-have. If you're doing only social lo-fi, it's a quality upgrade that makes your brand look expensive.
Meme angle. Ray 3 pulled up to set with a colorist, a gaffer, and a call sheet. That's the caption.
Competitive landscape. Runway is still great at rapid ideation, Pika is snappy for fun motion, but native HDR plus Adobe's first-party handoff is a serious wedge. Also, teams that wrote off AI video as just previz now have fewer excuses.
Who's it for? Creators and marketers first. Engineers and ops teams can watch for the moment a public video API drops. When that happens, boom, video as a service products everywhere.
Let's do a few concrete scenarios. TikToker, write a brand safe prompt for your series opener, generate 5 looks in draft mode, pick 2, render final HDR, grade lightly, drop under your A-roll. Done in an afternoon.
Podcaster. Make dynamic video bumpers for segment switches. You don't need a whole B-roll library, just 10-second mood pieces that hit the beat. Pair with your music library because Ray 3 doesn't do sound. Yet.
Brand marketer, for a new product push, create a coherent visual motif, camera glide, color temperature, logo reveal. Spin variants by cohort, automatically slot selects into campaign timelines via shared libraries, then export with content credentials intact.
Film team, it's previz turned pitch deck candy. or polished social spots that won't embarrass your colorist. You'll still keep your DP, chill, this is for the quick hits and concept scenes.
Risks and gotchas. 10-second ceiling means you're stitching shots in edit. That's fine, but character consistency across multiple clips is still early. Also watch for export quotas and regional rollouts while they stabilize.
Creativity guardrails? It's Adobe, so there are safety filters. If your prompt is spicy or brand unsafe, it might get nerfed. Plan around that with style frames and reference language that's clear but safe.
Automation wishlist from the Ops Brain. Public video API with parameters for prompt, seed, duration, and color space. Job status callbacks so we can route finished renders into timelines automatically. Metadata blocks with HDR flags, ACES IDs, and provenance JSON for audit. Plus quotas and cost caps so campaigns don't blow budgets at 2 a.m.
Until then, hacky but useful. Codify brand prompts, store them in Firefly boards, use shared libraries as your inbox, set review checklists for color and provenance, and version everything like you would a normal edit. It's legit production behavior, not vibes only.
How we'd use it at COE this week. Run a template-first ideation sprint, make 3 visual directions for a launch, draft 20 short variants in Ray 3, push the top 6 to a Creative Cloud library mapped to a Premiere template, grade in ACES, and publish with consistent captions and thumbnails. Human plus machine, tight loop.
Speed check. How much time do we save? For a small team, half a day to a day per deliverable, easily. The big win is not fighting color. The second win is the handoff, no manual file wrangling.
Longer term, I'm watching for multi-shot sequences with consistent characters and assets. Once the model keeps identity and motion across shots, story work levels up. And obviously, when the API opens, we go full conveyor belt mode.
Last thing, compared to the broader wave, this feels like the moment AI video stops being a toy for our timelines and starts being a tool for our calendars. It fits into the week, not just the weekend.
That's the line. Ray 3 turns AI video from toy to tool. The next unlock is automation.
All right, that's our show. If you got value, hit subscribe and share it with a friend who still exports SDR. And for AI news, tools, and playbooks, go to koe.com to shamels that resource.
Thanks for hanging with us on KoeCast. Catch you next time.